Research on malaria in Africa is proving that a simple blood test can save many lives. Dr. Flora De Mauro has been using inexpensive rapid diagnostic test kits rather than microscopes to check for malaria infection. At the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene Conference in Philadelphia, she told Peter Goodwin about their findings.
The study was conducted in Teule Hospital, where we were looking at the safety of restricting anti-malaria to under 5 and only if they tested rapid diagnostic test positive. In other way, we were withholding treatment to the children whose RDT results were negative.
Right now, in fact, a lot of people tend to go for having anti-malarial treatment because they have a fever. That's the problem. So what did you find?
In our study, actually, we had pretty good finding whereby the rapid diagnostic test managed to pick all the children with true malaria, and this was counter-checked with the PCR. And they were the children who were treated. And then the rest of the group who were rapid diagnostic test negative, very few of them, about 6 of them, mother decided to go and buy anti-malaria. However, about 95% managed to remain with no anti-malaria.
But in fact, they had a cause for their fever. What would you do about that?
Well, apart from malaria, we also checked for the non-malarial illness, specifically bacteria, and we managed to get about 0.6, so less than 1% of our children had bacteriemia.
Now, we've been hearing here at the conference in Philadelphia about the growth of resistance to anti-malarial drugs. So obviously everybody wants to restrict the use to the minimum. But what other benefits are there to the population of not using anti-malarial drugs if you have a diagnostic test that says you don't need them?
Actually, the benefit is great, I should say, because if you don't have malaria, definitely you don't need to use anti-malaria. But in case there is a possibility to identify other non-malarial illnesses, as I've mentioned, let's say you have pneumonia, then you have chance to receive antibacterial drug. In our study, less than 1% of our study population had bacteriemia. They were treated with amoxicillin, and they were all treated as outpatient, and they were well. So this can help us to reduce really the number of anti-malaria we use, and therefore reducing even the resistance burden.
And some of the patients with a bacterial cause of their fever could even die, couldn't they?
It's very true, yeah, if they are missed.
So what's the take-home message from your research? What would you say to ordinary people and health professionals working on malaria?
Given the opportunity to have this parasitological diagnostic tools like rapid diagnostic tests for malaria, even blood slide, then it's better to make use of them to direct the treatment. However, the problem comes when we don't have this equipment, and therefore presumptive treatment is the only solution, and we mostly use integrated management of childhood illness.
So you do your best?
You do your best, yes.
Flora De Mauro of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, talking in Philadelphia. For Audio News, I'm Karen Register.